Today's reading begins in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 17. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part, for there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat, for in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together it will not be for judgment. About the other things I will give directions when I come. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with the Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no divisions in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administering, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. In the beginning of our reading today, Paul is dealing with some problems with their observance of the Lord's Supper. There are divisions that have sprung up among them because the haves, you know, people that are wealthier, are having a whole meal at the time of the Lord's Supper, and the have-nots, those that are poor among them, are going hungry. And he says, first of all, this is an abuse of the Lord's Supper itself. This is not what the Lord instituted. It is not a meal. Do you not have houses to eat in? And second, this shows a lack of care and concern for your brothers and sisters within the body. They need not be divided. They are a body and need to be united. They do not want to be found guilty when they are judged by the Lord, and so they need to correct these things. In chapter 12, he begins to address the spiritual gifts that were going on in Corinth. And again, some problems with the way that they saw these spiritual gifts. And the way that I read this is that their former idolatry is influencing their attitudes in this regard. And he needs to help them understand that in Christ, we're all equal. And we honor each other and we serve one another as we serve the Lord. And it doesn't matter if you have spiritual gifts, it doesn't matter what you have as a spiritual gift, we all are part of that body, and our purpose then is to build up that body, which means build up one another. We should not be trying to elevate ourselves above anyone else. And so that moves him into this discussion about having one body and many members. And we do not look at one member and say, well, that member is more important than another. He talks about an interdependence. You don't want smell without hearing and vice versa. You don't want a head without feet or vice versa. And we certainly cannot say, I have no need of any particular part of the body. And he ends with that statement, I will show you a more excellent way, and that's going to lead into chapter 13 in tomorrow's reading. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.